This is a CGSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Japan condemns Chinese diplomats' beheading threats over PM's speech. On November 10th, Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Minoru Kahara said that the Japanese government had lodged a strong protest with Beijing following a senior Chinese diplomat's threatening remarks aimed at Japanese Prime Minister Sane Takahashi.
日本谴责中共外交官因首相演讲发表斩首威胁言论。11月10日，日本内阁官房长官牧原仁表示，日本政府已就一名中共高级外交官针对日本首相高市早苗发表的威胁性言论，向北京方面提出强烈抗议。
Kahara told reporters that the Foreign Ministry and the Japanese Embassy in China had requested an immediate retraction of the statement made by the Chinese diplomat.
牧原在记者会上指出，日本外务省及日本驻华大使馆已要求中方立即撤回该外交官的发言。
Although the intent is unclear, it is extremely inappropriate for the head of China's overseas diplomatic mission to make such a statement, Kahara said. He also said that the government is seeking a clear explanation from the Chinese side.
牧原表示，虽然该言论的意图尚不明确，但中国驻外外交机构负责人发表此类言论是极其不当的。牧原还补充说，日方正要求中方做出明确说明。
Kahara's comments were in response to a post on X by Xu Jian, the Chinese consulate general in Osaka, the largest city in western Japan.
牧原的发言是回应中共驻大阪总领事薛建在社交平台 X 上的一则贴文。大阪是日本西部最大的城市。
The filthy head that recklessly sticks itself in must be cut off without a moment's hesitation, Xio wrote on X on November 8th, according to the Asahi Shimbun, one of Japan's major newspapers. The post was no longer viewable as of November 9th.
据日本主要媒体朝日新闻报道，薛建于11月8日在 X 上写道，那颗肮脏而鲁莽伸出来的头必须毫不犹豫地砍掉。截至11月9日，该贴文已无法查看。
Although the Chinese diplomat didn't mention the Japanese prime minister by name, he quoted a report by the Asahi Shimbun about Takahashi's recent comments in parliament over Taiwan, according to a screenshot of the post shared by George Glass, the U.S. ambassador to Japan.
虽然薛建并未指名提到日本首相，但据美国驻日大使乔治·格拉斯分享的截图显示，薛建在贴文中引用了朝日新闻有关高市早苗近日在国会就台湾问题发表言论的报道。
Glass said the Chinese ambassador is threatening Japan's prime minister and the Japanese people. The mask slips again, Glass said on X on November 10th. Time for Beijing to behave like the good neighbor it talks repeatedly about but fails repeatedly to become.
格拉斯表示，这位中共国外交官的言论是在威胁日本首相及日本人民。格拉斯于11月10日在 X 上写道，伪装又一次被揭下，现在是北京该表现出他口口声声宣称的好邻居样子的时候了，而不是一再失败地假装如此。
According to Asahi Shimbun, during a parliamentary session on November 8th, Takahashi said a Chinese military attack against Taiwan would likely constitute a survival situation for Japan.
据朝日新闻报道，在11月8日的国会会议上，高市早苗表示，中共国若对台湾发动军事攻击，将很可能构成对日本的存亡危机事态。
This characterization is crucial because, according to Japanese law, the nation is obligated to deploy its self-defense forces to assist a friendly nation if a military attack against that nation poses a threat to Japan's survival.
这一表述至关重要，因为根据日本法律，如果对友好国家的武力攻击被认定为威胁日本的存亡，日本有义务出动自卫队进行协助。
Takachi, who assumed office in October, was described by local media as the first sitting Japanese prime minister to clearly express this stance in public.
高市早苗于十月就任首相，日本媒体指出，他是首位在公开场合明确表达这一立场的日本在任首相。
Takachi defended her position on November 10th, saying that her initial remarks were based on the assumption of a worst-case scenario. It is in line with conventional government views, she told Parliament, adding that she would not retract her statements, but would avoid making similar remarks in future sessions.
高市早苗于11月10日为自己的立场进行辩护，称其最初的发言是基于最坏情况的假设。他在国会表示，这与政府一贯的观点是一致的。他还说，自己不会撤回相关言论，但今后将在国会发言时避免发表类似表述。
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Jiang reiterated the communist regime's territorial claim on Taiwan when asked about its diplomats' comment on a regular briefing on November 10th.
同一天，中共外交部发言人林健在例行记者会上被问及削舰的言论时，重申了中共政权对台湾的领土主张。
Xiu's post was a response to Takachi's remarks on Taiwan, Lin said, urging Tokyo to take a hard look at its historical responsibilities.
林健称，削舰的贴文是针对高市早苗关于台湾的言论所做出的回应，并敦促东京正视自身的历史责任。
The Chinese Communist Party views self-governed Taiwan as a breakaway province and has never ruled out the use of force to take it.
中共将自治的台湾视为分裂出去的省份，从未排除以武力方式实现统一的可能性。
Taiwan also weighed in on November 10th, according to Taiwan's national news agency, Central News Agency. A spokesperson for the president's office said that the government takes the threatening comments from the Chinese official toward Japan very seriously.
台湾方面也于11月10日作出回应。据台湾中央通讯社报道，中华民国总统府发言人表示，政府对中共国官员针对日本发表的威胁性言论高度重视。
The spokesperson said such behavior clearly exceeds diplomatic etiquette.
总统府发言人指出，这种行为显然已经超出了外交礼仪的范畴。
Welcome back to the Chen Show on CGSF 9.1 FM. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released album by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Matt Selick and The music piece is called Almost There, which is from album titled North Shore, released in 2019. And for more information about Matt Selick's music, you can visit his website, Matt Selick.com. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Trend Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Matt Cynic 的一首乐曲，名字叫做 Almost There， 希望你喜欢。Song vocal by Don Brownrigg, and it's called You Know, which is from the album titled Fireworks. 下面要推荐给大家的是来自 Don Brownrigg 演唱的歌曲名字叫做 You Low。 vocal by White Horse, and it's called Slow Boys and Slow Angels. By the way, White Horse is Melissa McClelland and Luke Dusit. And the song is from the album titled A White Horse Winter Classic, which was released last November. 接下来请大家欣赏来自加拿大双人乐队 White Horse 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Slow Boys and Slow Angels。
Wake me up tonight, throw snowballs at my window, I've cabin fever like you won't believe. Oh, how I miss youTime you leave. The season came on fast, and I get so nostalgic. I'm permanently hanging by a thread. Get me to your last call by snowfall.
将离开你，请将眼角的泪拭去，漫漫长夜里，未来日子里，亲爱的你别为我哭泣，前方的路虽然太凄迷，请在笑容里为我祝福，虽然迎着风，虽然下着雨，我在风雨之中念着你，没有你的日子里，我会更加珍惜自己，你问我何时归故里，我也轻声地问自己，不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季，不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。
我将离开你，请将眼角的泪拭去。漫漫长夜里，未来日子里，亲爱的你别为我哭泣。前方的路虽然太凄迷，请在笑容里为我祝福。虽然迎着风，虽然下着雨，我在风雨之中念着你。没有你的日子里，我会更加珍惜自己。没有我的岁月里，你要保重你自己。你问我何时归故里，我也轻声地问自己，不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。我想大约会是在冬季。
That song is called 大约在冬季 which means it's about in winter. And it was vocal by 齐秦。And here comes the last song of today's music segment of La Chen's show. And it's called 让我们看云去 which means Let's see the cloud. And it's vocal by 陈明绍。Hershey wants to thank you for listening to our program and wish you a happy weekend. Please join on CJSF Line 10.1 FM next Saturday noon. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是由齐秦演唱的，大约是在冬季。今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是陈明绍演唱的《让我们看云去》。在这里呢，何西感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期六再在空中相会。
背心里躲着忧郁，年纪轻轻心中